welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown Financial Ministries CEO Chuck Bentley.
Well, Dave, it is a new week of broadcasts, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be talking to you, our listeners that tune in each week to hear how God's going to instruct you. You know, one of the things that's been on my heart over this past weekend is just tracking all the news in Myanmar, which was formerly called Burma. It's a lot easier for me to say Burma. But in that country, they've been through terrible, terrible devastation. In fact, it's the worst natural disaster in the world since the tsunami of 2004. And it's a country that needs the Lord. And I would just encourage you to take a look at what they're going through and do something to help. You know, they're not letting in many aid workers, but there are Christian ministries that are already well established in that country. Some have been there for years, and they're asking for our help, and we do need to help. What a great opportunity to reach the people of Burma with the love of Christ. It's a country that has a special place in my heart due to its history and pioneers of missions who've been there and been trying to reach it. Crown was recently invited to go into that country. So I would just encourage you to find a ministry that you can support that would help those people. But today we're going to introduce you to some very special guests. You're going to meet Charlie and Sandy Raymond. Charlie is the owner and president of Raymond Construction Company. They've been commercial builders in Dallas and Austin, Texas since 1952. 56 years in the same business. And man, have they been through some ups and downs, and you're going to hear their wonderful story. Charlie and Sandy have three grown daughters, and they have really been longtime personal friends. You know, their story gives us great perspective. When you're in the midst of a difficult economy and you're worried about the future and all the news feels so negative, I think it's good to look back and hear of what God has done over a long period of time. Back in the 80s, when it was so tough and our economy was in the dumps, construction business was being wiped out. Charlie went through a 7-year period when his business looked like it just wasn't, might not even succeed. So it was a huge crisis, a lot of pressure on their family. But they looked to God, and God was faithful. He provided, and they're going to share some of their story and some of their journey that I think will encourage you, no matter whether you're in a business or whether you're just in a company that may be going through a tough time.
Well, we'll meet Charlie and Sandy in just a minute. You can listen to this program again or refer it to a friend by going to crown.org. That's crown.org. You are listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Well, Charlie and Sandy, it is great to have you on the program. Welcome to Money Life.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I can't wait for you to get to share your story. You know, you've had an incredible journey in business, both as a business owner for many, many years, and also as a husband and wife. And God has used money to teach you both many things, and I think that our listeners are going to really relate to your story, especially in light of the tough economic times we may be facing. And Charlie, back in 1986, it got pretty tough in the commercial construction business. Tell us a little bit about where you were and what you were experiencing at that time.
Well, in Dallas in 1986, the construction market took a total dive. The market was really overbuilt. The banks had been real loose, and the savings and loan crisis had come to an end. And additionally, they changed the tax laws, so construction was just cut off. And We went through very tough 6 or 7 years after that, and it culminated in the early 90s where I was approximately $300,000 in debt to my suppliers and one customer, and looked like a very tough time, didn't know really how I was going to get through it all. And one of the interesting sidelights of that is about that time the market started to turn around, and of course I was heavily in debt, and I was tentatively awarded a job, and the customer said, well, I need to see your financial statement. And I said, well, I gave it to you. It doesn't look very good. And he said, well, let me see it. So I gave it to him, and he called me back and said, well, I know all you contractors, y'all just want to, you take all the money out of your companies and just put it in your personal assets. And I don't remember what I said to him at that time, but I didn't really argue with him too much.
So he granted you the job, and in spite of your honesty that the books didn't look very good, the company wasn't healthy at the time. That was a real turning point for the business, wasn't it, Charlie?
Yeah, that was the year that things really started to turn around.
And I know you were keeping a diary at that point in your life of God's faithfulness and what he was teaching you. What were some of the things you were going through as a business owner as you were looking at how in the world you were going to pull through this seven-year tough period?
Well, there were several times, I think, down there I said, you know, I wrote to myself, I have no idea how I'm going to get through this. But yet God was faithful to take us through it.
And you also wanted to try to avoid bankruptcy.
Right.
Both in your business and in our personal finances. That was always your goal, was to try to not have to do that.
I had a strong personal conviction not to do that. And God was very kind to give us the ability not to do that. And really, also through the kindness of some key people in my life, suppliers and subcontractors, and one key customer.
Well, Charlie, you also reached out to people within your local church. Tell us how you did that and what difference that made.
Well, when I was going through this tough time, I really knew that I had some weaknesses in my own ability to run a business. And an older man in my church who was the most retired man I'd ever met offered to pull together a group of men from the church to be in my advisory board. And that was one of the other key things that God used to take me through that tough time and really to teach me and to mentor me in some of my weaknesses to get my business back, to get it going where it needed to be. And we met sometimes every month, and then as things got better, we started to stretch out those meetings. But those were vital to my the turnaround of the company.
Which was also a very humbling experience to go to people that you're in church with and say, I need help, and I'm willing to take your advice. But obviously God used that, Charlie.
Yes, God was very kind and just really taught me that in our weaknesses, you know, he will provide.
You know, Sandy, you weren't working in the company, but you had to be aware of the pain and the stress of the potential bankruptcy, both corporately and personally. How is it affecting you, Sandy?
Well, I think God had some important lessons to teach me, and at the time when we were going through it, people that have their own businesses, it really doesn't matter. If the company doesn't have money, you don't have money. So it was very frustrating. But at that point in my life, I really thought that just having money would have been the solution to the problems that I faced in life, whether it was, you know, marital problems or problems with my children, you know, behaving or things like that. I just thought if we had money, everything would be fine. And I had that lesson to learn that it wasn't the money, that it was relying on God and knowing that he would provide what I needed.
And Cindy, when did that start to become apparent to you? At what point in this journey did you start to learn that lesson?
Really not until the end of it. As we began to pull out of it and as the company began to make a little money and therefore personally we were doing a little better, I got a job to help dig us out of the debt that we had personally. And other than just God revealed to me that when we began to have a little bit of money, that that was not the answer, that it really didn't change any of the problems, and that I was free to give it back to him, because it didn't really solve any of my personal problems.
You know, Charlie, your father started this company in 1952, and so the company is now 56 years old. And you learned many lessons from observing your father, both how he ran the business and his personal life. What were some of the things that he taught you that have really stayed with you?
I think the biggest thing he taught me was to really just to take care of the customer and build the building correctly the first time and to just be fair with everybody.
And you have an example of implementing that principle that really was difficult at the time to treat the customer well and to do what's right. But tell us about how that came back to reap rewards in your life.
Well, one of the customers I had during this crunch time, I'd underpriced the job considerably. And I don't remember what all the factors were. And to actually just to close out the job and not have the subcontractors file liens on them, I had to ask him to pay me more money than the contract. And he was he understood the dilemma and kind of met me halfway on the deficit, and I was able to borrow the rest from the subcontractors. But this same customer came back about 5 years later and did ask me to build another building for him. So he understood and respected what I had to go through.
Well, to have a reputation for 56 years of being honest and transparent and faithful, your company has certainly grown, and I know God has turned the situation around just remarkably, and you have been rewarded for your faithfulness by treating people well, haven't you, Charlie?
I believe so.
Well, you're listening to Money Life, and we're talking to Charlie and Sandy Raymond. When we come back, Charlie and Sandy, I'd like you to explain a little bit about how Crown entered your life and what God has taught you since that point. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Money Life.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. We're talking to Charlie and Sandy Raymond about their experiences with money and how God has proven his faithfulness over the many years of owning their own commercial building firm. Charlie, you went through this seven-year tough period, but in 1993, the market started to turn around. And tell us what happened then.
Well, God was very gracious. He brought us a whole lot of work at one time that had some decent margin in it. And as I said earlier, that we were in a negative net worth, but I was able to get these jobs without really proving up how strong I was. And people, one customer asked and the rest didn't. And God brought individuals into my life to help me get the jobs going that were really a complement to my weaknesses. They brought in their strengths to get the company going.
You know, Charlie, there are business owners out there who wonder, does God really make a difference in the practical bottom line of a company? How would you answer that question?
Well, I think he makes a huge difference because he wants us to know that he provides and it's not us. I can think back even one time before 1986 when we were out of, this goes back to the 70s, we had no work and it was a Friday afternoon. Usually we know months ahead of time about our jobs, and he provided a job that started the next Monday morning, and I still just think back to that, and that was one of the time of weakness where he just totally brought what we needed to go on.
Sandy, as a couple, you both got involved with the Crown Financial Ministry Bible study back in 1998. How did that impact your lives?
Well, I think for the first time, by the end of the study, I began to realize how integrated money is with our walk with the Lord. And before that, I think I'd been like the majority of people where I just worried about the part that I gave back to God in my giving. By the end of the study, I realized that money just not only affects all areas of your life, but also your walk with the Lord and your relationship with Him. And I just think that was key, to realize that all of it is His. It was sort of the icing on the cake as far as me having learned that lesson when I didn't have money, that money wasn't really the answer to my problems, and then to realize that all of it's His anyway. And then just became very, very free to just give it back to Him. I can remember the years when we didn't have money and we'd go to church and we'd put in our little check in the offering plate, and really always in the back of my mind was, oh, I owe MasterCard so much money, I could be, you know, paying them. And when we began to get out of debt, and when we were out of debt, to be able to go and to give to God without realizing that it's all His, and I don't have to worry about being in debt and paying off debtors, it was just a very freeing experience, and just so much joy attached to that.
Well, Sandy, you were pretty skeptical about going into it, but the Bible study really helped you and Charlie get on the same page, didn't it?
It did, and I was skeptical. You know, you kind of tend to think after living and, you know, as a Christian for so long that you kind of know the basics, and yet as Charlie and I went through it together, it just puts us on the same page, and we have the same goals and the same outlook and the same desire to do with our money what God would have us do.
Well, I know that generosity has become a big part of your lives now because you've allowed God to take control of your finances in every way. And so, Charlie and Sandy, how has growing in generosity changed your lives?
Well, it gives us that eternal perspective. And I think now we're just both much more conscious of the fact that we have this money, but really using it for something that's going to have eternal significance is going to be the best use of it.
Yeah, I think the thing is really to set your hope on eternity. And giving it away versus storing it up, I think the one thing that's come back to me several times, if I'd stored it up, it would just push me away from depending on God, because I've become more and more dependent on having massive assets piled up. And I think it keeps me from being so set on the assets that I have as my security.
Well, I know that the two of you have become very significantly involved and passionate about what we're trying to accomplish with our short film series, and you're not only contributing to that effort financially, but you've actually been involved, and I think our listeners would enjoy hearing some of your experiences of being on set with us in Orlando. Sandy, how did you enjoy that experience?
Well, I absolutely loved it. I loved every part of it. I even loved staying up all night. to be used when I was needed. First of all, just to be on a set and to see all the background and to see how it all comes together, and then to see a finished film such as The Widow in Oil, and to realize all that went into it to get that 9 minutes of film is just fascinating. But for me personally, it was just an opportunity to participate in something that would reach so many people for eternity. And just to know that I was involved in that is such a joy.
Charlie, how about you?
Well, I was so much like Sandy. It was a thrill to be there and to be a part of something that you knew would teach basic Bible stories around the world. And even in the story of Lazarus and the rich man, which was part of it, you know, I stepped back for a minute and thought about the Western world and where we live. And, you know, we don't have a Lazarus laying on our front porches, but I think sometimes we might sanitize our separation from the poor. And it was kind of convicting to stand there and see that same shot being done over and over and over again. Kind of drilled home some principles.
Well, I know your desires are the same as mine, and that is that we take God's stories and dramatize them and put them out across the world where people who've never read a Bible can see it actually come to life before their very eyes. And my joy and hope and dream is that one day we'll look back and see that thousands, maybe millions, are added to the kingdom of God because of our partnership and being faithful to His word. Charlie and Sandy, it's so good to hear your story and how you've been faithful to the Lord and He's been faithful to you. It's encouraging, especially as people consider the tough times that may be coming in their business or in their marriage, in their lives. You've really pointed us back to the Lord today, and I thank you for being with us on Money Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Money Life right after this.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. This is Dave Ball along with Crown Financial Ministries CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today Charlie and Sandy had some really good points for us to remember as we go through any tough time, whether that's financially or relationally, that they followed and that God used in their life to help them to go from where they were and through that dark time to where they are today.
To the other side, Dave. And, you know, for those of you who are listening right now and wondering what you can take away from that story, first of all, take away perspective that tough times do pass. And it's a great opportunity to be faithful to the Lord and to see what God's going to do. You know, it's very hard to see God's provision and His hand in our lives when things are going so well and we feel self-sufficient. And, you know, there's something really important about what Charlie shared, especially for men, because guys love to tell success stories. They love to feed on how well it's going. But when it's going poorly, they tend to withdraw. And those are the stories that they kind of silently bear and they suffer through. And I've seen it really take some men down. Well, Charlie recognized that he was struggling, that there were areas of the business he needed help in. And out of his own humility, he went and got help. And interestingly, he went to leaders and elders in his church and he said, I need help. And these guys came around him. As he said, the most retired person he'd ever met, a wise, godly man who became his advisor and eventually led him to other business partners and really stood by him. What a great gift that is, in a way that we could all learn from, Charlie, to humble ourselves and ask for help. And he stayed in community. You know, getting isolated is not wise. That's where the enemy does his most damage. And then he also said that God was totally involved in the business. Charlie was always honest, even when times were bad. He told his partners, he told the vendors, he told his clients that times were bad. But he said over one weekend, he woke up and there was a brand new job waiting for him. They had no idea how he got it. Only God could have delivered it. And then Sandy was experiencing the same stress and pressure and fear that her husband was going through. And she learned that God is, in fact, faithful and that money wasn't going to solve her problems. And so it helped her to have an eternal perspective, much bigger than just a long-term economic perspective, but to see that our lives are a test of whether or not we're going to be faithful to God or place our hope in money. And then I loved what they said about generosity, that it's given them an eternal perspective. They're laying up for themselves treasures in heaven and they're experiencing joy. You know, Charlie and Sandy become financial partners in this short film endeavor, and I would just invite you to pray about that as well. Maybe you'd like to take part with us in what God's going to do in these short films, and you can learn all about that by going to crown.org and clicking on the short film blog. We'd love to have you take part.
Well, thanks, Chuck. We are out of time for this edition of Money Life. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.